रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 59, द कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ रामास लैमेंट। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Rama met Lakshmana halfway as he was hastening from the cottage and noticing his gloomy looks exclaimed, I left Janaki at the ashrama relying upon your promise to guard her. Now why have you come here deserting your charge? I am sure that your look forebodes some great danger to Sita. My left eye, arm and chest throb to behold you hasten towards me all alone. The sharp rebuke of Rama pierced like the Narachas the heart of Lakshmana, already sore with the cruel words of Sita. But he kept back his grief and anger and replied, Brother, not wantonly, not willingly, not causelessly did I come here and leave Sita behind me. Her taunts of unspeakable cruelty and malice drove me here, else would I ever slight your commands? There fell upon our ears a cry for help in your voice. Ha Lakshmana, ha Sita, sore afraid of your safety, she burst into tears, and her love towards you, blinding her to all danger to herself, said, Lakshmana, fly on wings of speed to your brother's help, stay here not. Ordered thus again and again, I heeded it not, for full well do I know your might. And replied, I see none, Rakshasas or others, in all the world from whom Raghuvira has anything to fear. This is not his voice, but of some other who wants to deceive us. Do not fear, do not grieve. Raghunatha, under the shadow of whose arm rest in safety and happiness the infinite worlds and their creation, would he demean himself by calling upon a woman like yourself and an insignificant object in every way like myself to save him? It is all unworthy of that best of men, of that prince of heroes. It is some Rakshasa who, for some unknown purpose, has assumed his tones to cry, Help! Help! Further, I am sure it is not Rama's voice that uttered the words, Lakshmana, help me. There is a world of difference between them. I pray you be not anxious, for you are not like other women. Why grieve? Please do not send me away. I tell you there never was, nor will be anyone in all the worlds who could face Rama in battle. The hosts of heaven in battle array dare not lift their eyes to him. This and much more did I urge upon her. But dazed with grief, she heard me not. She burst into a storm of tears and said to me, whose heart is ever pure and loyal, Wretch, you have set your foul heart upon me and lie in wait for a chance when my husband will lie helpless in the grip of some mortal danger. Really, boundless is your devotion and loyalty to him that you followed him to the dark woods. Nothing betrays it more plainly than your utter absence of anxiety when he is in deadly peril. Would you seek to deceive me too and dull my suspicions? You are the relentless enemy of Rama. You ever pray for a chance to kill him. The prince of hypocrites, you have followed him but to possess me. Else would you seek to assure me of his safety when I know that he lies helpless under the shadow of death? These words of diabolical malice and cruelty, all undeserved, all strange, roused my anger. My eyes grew red and my lips quivered with suppressed rage. I could not stay there a moment after it and came away to you. But Rama, his mind confused with grief having lost Janaki, heard him not and kept on saying, Whatever it be, it was utterly foolish of you to leave her behind helpless. You have opened the door wide for a great danger. Know ye not that the Rakshasas are but to chaff before me? You are all to blame for coming away. You had not the courage to brush away the foolish words and sharp of a woman distracted with grief. They are not generally remarkable for their sense or intelligence, and Sita's anger made her unjust and foolish. Now no man of any discernment would pay the slightest heed to it. You did wrong to lose your temper and transgress my orders. She deserves your respect. She is a woman and confused with grief and anger. My commands are more imperative in your eyes than any senseless ravings of hers. Even if you found it impossible to bear her insults, you should have concealed yourself somewhere near and guarded over her safety. Maricha, that drew me far away from the cottage as a golden deer, lost his life to a light arrow of mine. He resumed his Rakshasa form at the last moment and cried piteously in my voice, "Ha, Lakshmana, ha, Sita, help me. That made you come here and leave Janaki all alone." Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.